Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 380, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Report that to you. I reported the active of our conference. No, I did not say anything about Mr. Haas wanting us to do anything except locate the murderer. Yes, I talked to you afterwards, and you also told me to find the murderer, even if it was Frank. Mr. Haas had said to Mr. Pierce and me that he would rather that we submit our reports of evidence to him before we turned it over to the police. No, there was nothing said about not giving this to the police. I testified at the coroner's inquest as to what conversation I had with Mr. Frank. I did not give you in my report the details of Mr. Frank's morning movements when he left home, arrived at the factory, and went to Montag Brothers and returned to the factory. As to my not saying one word about Gant being familiar with this little girl, that was just an oversight, that is all. No, I did not testify to that either at the coroner's inquest. I didn't put it in the report to you, because Gant was released the next day, and I didn't consider him a suspect. There was no reason for my not giving it to you. It was an oversight. I am representing the National Pencil Company, who employed me, and not Mr. Frank individually. It is true in my report to you, with reference to the interview between me and Mr. Frank, that I stated I had no way of knowing what they said because they were both together privately in a room there, and we had no way of knowing except what Lee told us afterwards. I now state that I did hear the last words of Lee. I didn't put in my notes that Gant was familiar with Mary Fagan. I don't put everything in my notes, and the coroner didn't examine me about it either. No, I didn't tell the coroner anything about Frank crossing his legs and putting his hands up to his face. I never went into so detail down there. No, I didn't.